Today's Amud for Chazara is Yavama Sadi Bezim Abez. We're holding on Sadi Bezim and Aleph by the Mishnah on the bottom of the Amud. So it says the Mishnah, Ha'isha Shalal Bailo Ubinala Medina Sayam. You have a woman whose husband went away with their one and only child, Medina Sayam. And they tell her your husband died and then your son died. Since the husband died first, there's no Nefil Yiba. Unise, so she goes and she marries the Shag, she marries Baruch. And then they come back and they tell her it was the opposite. Really, your son died first and then your husband, in which case he followed the Yibam to Shimon. So the halach is that she has to leave Baruch and any child that she has with Baruch before she found out about the mix-up, after the mix-up, it's all the child's going to be a mamzer, obviously going like Rabbi Kiva, and since she's over on the Chayvi Lavin of Yivam Lashak, so the child's a mamzer. The reverse case, let's say they tell her that your son died and then your husband died, so she thinks now she falls Yibam to Shimon. So she does Yibam with Shimon. And then they tell her it was really the opposite. Really, your husband died first, and therefore you don't fall to Yibam. So Taitzi, she has to leave Shimon. Of course, she's an Eshesach. And then, of course, the child's going to be a Mamzer because it's a child from a Chi of Karis. Amrullah Meis Balech Venise says the Mishnah third case. Let's say they tell her son that her husband died. Regular, nothing to do with Yibam now. They tell her husband died. Venise, and she goes and she does Nisuin. Then they tell her, oh, it was a mix up. Really, he was alive at that time, but now he just died. So Taitse Vavlad Rishay Mamzer Vachin in a Mamzer. So she has to leave the man that she married, because she was an Ashes Ish at the time, there was no Tfisas Kedushin. And also, Vavlad Rishay Mamzer, any child that she had with him is a Mamzer. Va'achron ain't a Mamzer, but any child that she has with him now that she's not an Ashes Ish anymore, now that her husband died, so she's not allowed to be with him, but Lamaisa, the child won't be a Mamzer. Amrullah Meis Balech Veniskacha, let's say they tell her husband died, and she goes and she does Kedushin, Va'achron Babaila, and then her husband comes back. So she never actually had Bia with the second man. So therefore, Mutar Sach Sarlai, she's allowed to go back to her original husband. And Alpha Pisha Nasla Akhran get like Pasam and Nakuna. And even if the second man, who isn't really married to her, but he feels that for whatever reason he has to give her a get, if he does, so she does not become Psula Lakuna, she does not become a Grusha, because that get has no halachic sources. Azu Darisha Belazab and his Masya, Visha Grusha Meisha, Vlame Ishaina Isha. That's only a woman that's divorced from Isha, from her husband, she becomes Psula Lakuna, but here it's not her husband, so therefore she does not become Psula. Now, my Rishon and my Achron. Why does it mention? What does it even mean, really? Rishon and Achron in the first two cases of the Mishnah. Ilei my Rishon lefnei Shmua v'Achron la'Achr Shmua. That it means before she finds out about the mix-up and after she finds out about the mix-up. So, listen, Avon Mamzer, just say it. If anyways, any child she has from the man that she wasn't supposed to be with is a Mamzer. So, just say it like that. Why do you have to mention Rishon v'Achron? This says the Gemara is true in the first two cases. There's no chilik between Rishon v'Achron, but Mishum deKabayla Misni Sefer. We want to get to the third case where it says over there, Amrullah Meis Baalech Veniseis V'Achgach Amrullah that Kayimayu Meis, and they come back and they tell her that no, really your husband was alive at the time, but now he's dead. So Harishay Mamzer V'Achron in a Mamzer. In that case, that for the child that she had before with the second man is a Mamzer because she was an Ishis Ish at the time, but now any child that she'll have subsequently with him will not be a Mamzer because now her husband is Takadet. So there's a chilik between Rishon V'Achron. So therefore, Tananami Reisha Rishon V'Achron Mamzer. So that's why he mentions Rishon V'Achron in the Reisha, even though in the Reisha there's really no difference between Rishon and Achron. Tanur Rabbanan Zudiv Rabbi Akiva. The Tan of our Mishnah is like Rabbi Akiva, who Deshaya Aimer in Kedushin Toivs and Bechayvi Lavin. Memela, the child that the Yavam Lashuk has, that Mrs. Reuven has with Baruch, is considered a Mamzer. The Chachamim would tell you that there's no Mamzer from Yavama. Now says the Gemara, that's a funny contrast. Velema a Mamzer Bechayvi Lavin. Say the more general principle that the Chachamim there's no Mamzer from Chayvi Lavin. So says the Gemara, because we're not talking about that Chachamim who hold that there's no Mamzer from Chayvi Lavin. We're talking about Haitana Hachtana Rabbi Akiva. When we said Chachamim, we meant this the following Tana, the Amr who holds that Mechayvi Lavin the She'er Havi Mamzer, Mechayvi Lavin Grey Dilei Havi Mamzer, who holds that there is a Mamzer from Chayvi Lavin. Just it's only if it's Chayvi Lavin that's Machmas She'er, that's Machmas Karva. But when it comes to Chayvi Lavin Grey Dilei, like Yivam Lashuk, has nothing to do with any sort of Karva, so then the child is not a Mamzer. Says the Gemara Vayter, now Amar Vida Marav, that even the Fidu Chachamim who hold that there's no Mamzer from Chayvi Lavin, that Kedushin's Taifis with Chayvi Lavin, still when it comes to Yavama Lashuk, it's not. And it says Rami, Nayin Shein Kedushin Taifis and Yavama. How do I know that there's no Kedushin with Yavama Lashuk? that when Mrs. Ruvain marries Baruch, the kedushin is not taifis b'chal. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, leisia aisha samis chutzal ish zar. We darsha from there leisehebo havaya lizar. There is no tvisas kedusha. Ushmul amar ben yoseinu tzricha get. No, I think l'anias daiti that you would need a get in such a case because misafkalei the Shmuel was misupik. How leisia aisha samis? How do you touch up leisia aisha samis? Ila lav udasa, ida loy tafsi b'kedushin udasa. Is it just coming to teach us a lav that she's not allowed to, or is it coming to say, like Rav said, that there is no kedusha? Since he was masupik, he held that in such a case, she should receive a get. Now, Amalei Ramari Barach Leravashi, Hachi Amar Meimar, Meimar Paskin, that Halachi Kavasi de Shmuel, that the Yavam Leshak needs a get from Baruch because of the Safik. Amar Ravashi, Hashad Amar Meimar, Halachi Kavasi de Shmuel, now that she needs a get, Ema Yavam a Kayain, if her Yavam is a Kayain, if let's say Shimon is a Kayain, so if she would get it, if she would receive a get from Baruch, she'd be a Grusha. So there's no way she's going to ever be able to do Yibam with Shimon. Since there's no way she's anyways going to ever be able to do Yibam with Shimon, so Chalitza v'shariole. Tell Shimon to just do Chalitza with her and let her remain Mutter to Baruch. Says the Gemara, why would we do that? It's Guri Itkar. She's going to now benefit from the Aveira that she did from going out with Baruch. Emkein, if so, Metzinu Chayta Niskar. Where it's coming, it comes out that the sinner is going to gain. How could it be? Says the Gemara, Ela Emayi Yivama Yisrael Nais Lashenei Gev Huchrolai. When Ravash was coming to be Mechadish was really like the reverse. That if her husband, if the Yavam is the Yisrael, so then she should receive a get from Baruch, and then she's allowed to go back to the Yavam and do Yibam with him. Everything was all Einis anyways, so she's allowed to go back to her Yavam and to do Yibam with Shimon. Now, Amar Rav Gidal Marav Chibar Yosef Amar Rav says Rav that Yavama Kedushin Ein But Nesuin Yeshba. Even though there's no Kedushin with Yavama, there is Nesuin. Says the Gemara, Yekedushin Ein But Nesuin Nami Ein But. If there's no Kedushin, how could there be Nesuin? Says the Gemara, through Terutzim. Terutz number one is Ein Echanami Ein Kedushin V'Nesuin Ein But. What Rav meant to say was that there's no Kedushin or Nesuin. V'Yibay Yisema or Kabi. That what Rav meant to say was My Nesuin Yeshba Kiznus. That Nesuin is treated like Znus, even though it's nothing halachically. If she does Nesuin with Baruch, nothing actually halachically is chal, but it's treated like a yavam alashuk who is mezana. And kidrav hamnuna damer hamnuna she marries yavam shezinta asura liyavama. She becomes asur to her yavam liyavama to her yavam. V'ibay zemor our third teretz that lo elam kedamar meikara that kedushin ain but nesuin yeshba that there's no tefisas kedushin so she won't need a get. But if she does nesuin, so then this yeshba then she needs a get. That's what Rav meant to say. And why would that be? Why would if there's nothing chal with the nesuin, why should she need a get? Because it could very easily get mixed up with the case of the Isha Shalom Bailam Medina Sayyam, and in that case, by Nisuan, she needs to receive a get. So, over here, she needs to receive a get.